Blog Talk Radio. Hi, can you hear me?
Michelle, are you there? Hold on, I think we lost Michelle.
Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hi, I hope you guys can hear me. Okay, I'm going to get started. This is Michelle Gray, Michelle the Intuitive Reader. I'm so sorry, but I seem to have had a little connection problem there. I'm looking forward to doing my readings tonight. I was on Clubhouse earlier on my reading room, and I was on with my friend Sherry Jewell. We were talking about forgiveness tonight, and I was going to bring that up today because I feel that that's a really important subject. A lot of times we want to do good things with people. Sometimes we're disappointed by other people, but it's one of the things that we should talk about is making sure to put out forgiveness to others, including ourselves. A lot of times we can be very hard on ourselves. And so we look at forgiveness as maybe somebody just saying them, I'm sorry, but forgiveness can go a long way towards fixing a lot of situations that are going on in people's lives. It can help to release you from any guilt or any situations that are going on out there in your life. So I'm going to urge everybody to keep that in mind, especially if you're having situations in relationships or maybe you're still having hurt feelings from years ago, is practice of forgiveness. It really is amazing how many changes it can have across the course of your whole entire life. So I'm going to get started on my reading tonight. Just wanted to discuss that with you guys all today. Remember, it's one question that I'm going to be doing. If you have a mediumship question, please make sure to reach out to me at michelletheintuitivereader.com. And my information is out there. Also, when I'm doing my readings tonight, I will try to pull a card. Sometimes I forget. So I have some cards tonight. I think I'm just going to use my Moonology cards tonight and my Angel Tarot cards tonight. I may be just pulling a card out. So I'm going to get started with our first caller today. I believe it's Leslie from Florida. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Leslie, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. And I'm in Florida, too.
My question is, my aunt that lives here is planning to sell me her condo, and I wanted to know if you saw it happening this year, you know, and is it all going to go smoothly?
Okay, and your aunt's first name, please.
Myrta.
Myrta, is that right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I get a yes on that, but I'm going to say I feel like it's going to be closer towards the fall for that to happen. I don't feel that that's happening right over the summertime. I feel discussions need to be made, and I do feel that any paperwork or anything like that needs to be taken care of. I feel that she's ready to do this, but I kind of feel like she's still holding on to some things, if that makes sense. I also feel that it's time, like she can't take care of it herself anymore. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Because she's actually selling it to me because she can't, like, it's getting hard for her to go up and down the stairs.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I'm getting, that it's time for her to release it. Is she going into kind of like an independent living, or is she trying to get into something smaller or live with somebody?
Yes, she's actually looking, both her and her daughter are looking to move to a different, like further down in Florida.
Okay.
And but I think she told me that she wants to have her own place because I don't think she's ready to live time with her daughter.
I don't feel she's ready to live with her daughter either, to be honest with you. As a matter of fact, I feel like that would be cramping her style. So she's still independent enough to me that she's ready to do something that's a little bit smaller, but will make her feel like she, you know, has the ability to, maybe her daughter can live nearby or, but not on top of each other. That's too soon.
Exactly.
That's too soon for that. That's what it feels like to me. So I feel like this is going to be like, I want to say August to September. This is what it feels like to me. For, you know, everything to be signed, sealed, and everything feels like it might be closer to September. That's feeling right to me. I also feel like when it happens, she's going to be like, thank you so much for doing this. It's time. That's what I get.
Okay, great. Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to pull a card for you. I'm trying to make sure that I do this because I always say I'm going to pull cards and I forget. Here we go. I'm going to use the, Angel Tarot cards. Here we go. Great. My cards out. Okay, here we go. Six of Fire. This is victory. Good news is on its way. I get public recognition or awards. So I think that this actually, supports the decision that's going on in your life. And I do feel that when this happens, you'll be ready. It'll be, financially good for both of you, and I feel like it's time for you to have this as well. So that feels really good to me. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Please let me know how things go and kind of keep me updated on when you actually get it. But I don't know why, but September feels right to me. I'd love to say August, but I kind of feel September is the right time. Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. All right. Have a great day. Okay.
Thank you, you too.
Take care. Okay, I'm going to move on to my next caller, and is Sharon from Ohio. Please introduce yourself.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Sharon. How are you?
Great. How can I help you today?
Wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Falling asleep. I was almost asleep. Quick, I know. I'm Eastern time. It's like, I know. I get up so early. I get up at 5. My
Me
question
too.
To you
Me
is...
Me too. I'm Eastern time too, so I get up early too, so I get it.
Maybe it's my age. I just, oh, my Lord. But anyhow, I found out 2 weeks ago we have to start going into the office a little bit more now since the COVID is done. It's no more than 3 days a week, but I'm asking you, we were only going in one. And I was going in on different days to avoid a personality that I work with, just one person. But now we're going to have to work along each other with them. I'm hoping we're going to get along. She has been so nice the past 2 weeks. I don't know what went up with her. But is this going to work out? Am I going to be able to harmonize with her? I keep my headset on, so I block everything out when I'm at work. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, can I please have this person's first name?
Search the J, Jane.
Oh, Jane, okay.
Yeah, search the J.
I got it.
Thank you.
So your question is, are you going to get along with this person?
Yeah. I should have just came out, yes, to put it my... She's been really, really nice. She's just moody. I like working at Harmony.
I understand that. And I understand that you're trying to be nice all the time. But I kind of feel that she's had a change of heart and she's going to be nicer. Okay. Because you're busy, I would still keep my feet on the ground in this one, okay, because I don't think that that is, that everything is out of the woods, let's just say. But I also don't feel that she's, I feel that because you guys are going to have to be in contact with each other more often, and forgive me for saying it the way it's going to come out, but you also have to lose the attitude as well, because it's like it's on both sides. And so I get that this will change. Okay. She won't be so bad. As a matter of fact, you guys will have a more joking around type personality, and you'll actually be able to have a much more pleasant time when you see her. So just embrace this. I feel that either somebody has said something to her to watch her attitude. That's what it feels like to me. And because I don't think it's just you that she's doing it against. So I think that this is turning her around because she realizes that this could be affecting her performance as well. So that's what I get. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes. It is, yeah, and I thought maybe she just got the hint. For 8 weeks, I totally scheduled my day different from her. I'm learning how to audit. She trained me today. I mean, it actually went very, very well. All right, that's wonderful. I know. Perfect. That was my one question.
Well, I pulled a card for you, just so you know, and this is what I got. I got the Justice card, which is Archangel Raguel, and that says, fear and just decisions, do what you know is right, stand up for your beliefs, and I kind of feel like this goes along with this. I feel that, you know, by doing what you did, you set boundaries, which was awesome, and I still feel like maybe this is also that she didn't like being on the outside of things, so everything turned out the way it was supposed to. Just continue being pleasant, and if she starts acting up, which I feel like she's going to do less of, you know what to do. You'll just know to set better boundaries. Okay?
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay, you too. Okay? Have a nice evening. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. So just what I was talking about earlier when I first started was the forgiveness is really important. Start with ourselves first and then push that forgiveness out to other people and even do it across the globe because we can use forgiveness because we're all connected somehow by soul and by heart. And the more that we put forgiveness to every person in the entire world, we actually receive more forgiveness for ourselves, and it really enriches our soul, okay? So I'm going to go on to our next caller, and this is Patricia from Alabama. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you, Michelle, for taking my call. My name is Patricia.
Hi,
how are you? I live in Alabama.
Hi.
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. How can I help you tonight?
Good. Yes. Me and my siblings have a 75-year-old uncle who's a veteran who, before my father succumbed to diabetes about 8 years ago, talked to us and told us that he would probably outlive him and that we were to take care of him. So that's what we've been doing, my siblings and I. Well, my twin brother lives with him and helps him with his daily needs. Well, recently here, he moved a lady and her children in there. And they've moved up to almost eight other people in the house at one time. So I took it upon myself to go and get the local police department involved and the Veterans Affairs and the local district attorney's office involved to get them evicted. And we're waiting for them to vacate the premises. Well, he has told different sources that they are married to try to keep her in there, and he's been told, well, it doesn't matter. You guys still got to get out. So I just want to know.
Wait a second. Wait, excuse me. I got to stop you right here. Your uncle married this chick?
No, my brother claimed that he married her to keep her in the home.
Your brother married this chick?
We are not sure. That's
okay,
what he's telling the family.
Let me know your brother's first name.
I'm Patricia, he's Patrick.
Okay.
And her name begins with a T.
Okay. First of all, she's a scammer.
Yes.
Okay. This is a shady shit character if I've ever heard of one. Okay?
Yes.
And then I don't know what the deal is here, but the sooner you get all of these people out, the better. Okay? Make sure that bank accounts are covered. Make sure that there is nothing taken from the house. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is not the first time T has done things. And she is a huge, huge scammer. Okay?
Yeah.
She has what? How many kids? 7 kids from 17 different people? Is that right?
She has 6.
Six, of course.
Yes.
6 children from 6 different dads, right? She's awesome.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the problem. This is not the issue. I feel that she can be pushed out. I feel that this is to protect, because this is also elder abuse. Remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. And make sure that that is mentioned, because that is actually a felony now. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, we've contacted adult protective services and Social Security, because it's a possibility of fraud. I've alerted everyone.
Yes, yes.
Are they married?
No, it's she says that they're married, but I'm not getting that's really true.
Thank you.
I actually feel that if there's any signature, it's a lie. It's a, what do you call it? It's a forgery. Okay. That's what it feels like to me. Your brother, Patrick, okay, is an idiot.
Very much so. Yes.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
And because of that, you also have to pay attention to what Patrick is doing. Okay. You also need to let Patrick know that he is also on notice, that if anything goes bad, this is going to reflect on him.
Oh, he's getting evicted. I'm making sure he's getting evicted, and he will no longer be able to be around my uncle. I am pursuing adult protective services.
Yes.
And
yes.
I've already alerted Social Security. So
how long has he been living there?
He's been living with my uncle for almost 10 years. And this is it. I told him this is it. And this has never happened in the family before, where me and my twin has separated like this.
This woman in here?
About 17 months ago.
Okay. So this is what I'm getting, all right? Out of loneliness and stupidity, because that's going along with the game plan here, is I feel that she has put out her feelers on this one. And out of what he did is, you need to make sure that there isn't any more fraud going on, because you got to pay attention to what's going on with those Social Security checks.
Got it removed. The fiduciary, he's already got him involved, and reported it, and the fiduciary is over the checks now. But I almost need to check into the physician, the fiduciary. I'm not. He seems a little shady to me, but that's my next project after I get my brother and this lady and her kids.
So wait a
second.
So there's the fiduciary person that you're working with is from where?
He's from Lincoln, Alabama.
Okay. And, okay, so you have a local sheriff's department, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That I'm working with.
Okay, so you're working with the legal services here, and you're saying something feels a little shady about, if you have a feeling of any shadiness, you need to make sure that you get that checked out. You can go to local banks and say, hey, what do you know about this? You can go to the courthouse to also find out if there's anything going on with the fiduciary person, if there are any reviews, if there's any shady things going on. You can get that checked out as well, okay, because that's important.
Okay.
The most important thing is that your uncle is safe, okay? And because your brother... out of stupidity and, you know, leading by his penis instead of his stupid head, you know, he started to get himself involved with this person. But I'm going to tell you, if you go look up her record, okay, I guarantee you that she has a record, okay, that you probably want to go check out. And also how many times she's done fraud things, how many times she has taken money from people, how many times and how many families that she's just been such a wonderful part of, because this isn't any fairy princess, I can tell you that right now, and I guarantee you that she's been around the block a few times, ridden hard, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely know what you mean. You know, this probably would have worked for her, but she forgot that I'm not in the bedroom with her, so I don't give a hold that about her. Yeah, my brother, she's got his head all twisted up and all in his head, you know, but I, you know, let her know that you on borrowed time. You're getting this, you're getting up out of my uncle's house. And so I've gotten both of them put out. They've been served, and I was just
okay,
trying
so
to make
I
sure.
Okay, so I
feel
like this is going to happen by Memorial Day. I feel that they'll be out before Memorial Day. I do feel that you need to make sure that if you can be there when this happens, because this is really important that your uncle is protected. You need to have a police officer come in at the time, not only to make sure that they're being served, okay, but to also make sure that every single item is taken out and that there's nothing broken, that they don't try to ruin anything in the house or anything. I mean, because you really have to pay attention. I feel that there's a little bit of a vindictive spirit on her, if that makes sense.
Yep.
I don't like her. I think she sucks as a person. She just milks guys for money. She's kind of gross.
Yes.
It's not fair to your uncle because your uncle is just trying to make do. This was a surprise to him as well. And because he's lived a good life, I feel that this has actually been very stressful on him to have all these people running around his house. He actually doesn't like it.
Yeah, we removed him out the house immediately back in February. So he has been in a safe place since February. We've been just trying to get the vow people out of the house.
Okay, yeah. That will happen really quickly.
So
also, with your brother, I know that this is very disappointing that this is actually happening, but just so you know, it's not like they're going to be together. Got it? As a matter of fact, she will move on to somebody else very quickly. I would still go, and I don't know why, but I feel like you need to go to the local county or whatever you guys call it down there for records, wedding records. I feel it's a lie. And you can also go in to get any signatures just to make sure that, there has not been a signature. For some reason, that doesn't feel right to me that there actually is one. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Michelle.
I'm just going to pull a card for you, okay, just so that you are aware. Okay?
Okay.
This is from the I'm still doing the Angel Tarot cards. Okay? So this is actually good. Okay? It's funny, I got the Eight of Water card, a desire to move on, the search for something more meaningful, spiritual, emotional growth. Well, actually, I kind of feel that that actually works because this card is really about what you're doing right now. I talked to whoever the last person is, making boundaries is really important. You were not only very proactive, but you had to kind of step in and make sure that your uncle was taken care of. This is not against the children themselves or anything like that, but because of this situation, it's turned into a really ugly situation. And I'm going to say that she's even threatening to your brother, just so you know that. Okay?
I do know. Yes, absolutely. Very threatening to him, doing things to him in his mind, his food. Yes.
Like she would poison him, just so you know that.
Yes.
So, and he'll be left high and dry. So he's going to have nothing, basically. So, and I feel like he's going to beg you for forgiveness because he's going to say that he was brainwashed or whatever you want to call it. And so, I mean, I would give him forgiveness for that. But he also put your uncle in jeopardy, and that's not fair to your uncle. Okay?
He did. Thank you so much, Michelle. It almost makes me cry. He's my friend. He just sold a house. So she's going to break him. He just $40,000 off of air property we had sitting up. And so she's going to milk him for all of that. We know. But I warned him 17 months ago.
Okay. I'm glad that you warned him. Okay. But here's the problem. Because he's stupid and he's been bamboozled by this, I would tell him I'm calling the police to do blah, 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 right? But I'm also going to make you talk to the sheriff or whoever about her. Because the most important thing is if you can get the records, and hon, it's public access. You can just go look up her information. And just look up all of her aliases and look up the information on how many times she's had a record. I'm just going to keep saying the word record to you because I know she has one. I know it.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes, I will. Yes, ma'am. Again, thank you so much.
I hope that I helped you tonight.
Michelle.
Okay? I'll keep you in my prayers and I'll keep your uncle in my prayers too as well. Okay?
Thank you so much. Take care to the next time.
Okay, thank you. Keep in contact. I want to hear the results the next time around, okay?
I'll keep you updated. Sure will.
Okay, great. Bye-bye. Thank you, honey. Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was an interesting one. Okay, so I'm going to go on to the next caller. Lisa from Arizona, please.
Oh, Michelle. Hi, this is Lisa from Arizona. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, so, how are you?
Oh, I'm happy to talk with you. Thank you.
No problem. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm calling you about a romantic situation I'm in.
Okay, just give me the person's name. Just give me the person's name. Don't give me everything.
The D is in David. It's his initial.
David?
No, D, the letter D as in David.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, got it. Hold on. Okay. So this is a romantic interest, and I just get wishy-washy on this one. Sometimes in, then other times you're not sure, get question marks. Sometimes I feel like he's defensive or he's got a kind of huffy attitude. I'm just not sure if he's just not prepared to be in a relationship. He says that he wants it. But I get some anger on him too. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
And the problem is I feel then that you try to appease that or be like, well, what do you want to do? And I feel like either you don't get answers or he's not willing to answer. It makes me want to shake him. I can say that. You're not getting the full, I don't know, I want to say relationship, but I just am not sure if he's fully prepared to be in a relationship. Does that make sense to you?
Well, excuse me, he comes on real hot, and then he comes on
cold.
And I won't put up with his stuff. You know, right now he's trying to get my attention, and I won't deal with it right now because I'm disconnected.
Okay. So I'm gonna give you a better answer. Stop talking to him.
Yeah, I have.
This is not worth. Okay, if you were 18 and still stupid, I would totally be like, yeah, put up with this crap for about 5 minutes. He's an idiot, okay? You don't have time for this. One minute he's going to be nice. The next minute he's going to be hot and heavy. The next minute he's going to be pissed off. And I just don't have time for that shit at all. He's not worth the time. He's not worth the effort. You know, because you have to set boundaries with somebody who's like 100 years old, what the hell? Why? Stop. It's not worth it, and he's not going to do anything for you. As a matter of fact, the more that he gets attention, okay, or you stop giving him attention, then he's going to want to be hot and heavy with you, okay? So the more that you ignore him, the more he's going to pretend like he's going to want to come back in. Then as soon as you give him attention, then he's going to start his little anger management problems all over again. It's draining as far as I'm concerned. And who wants that crap? You want somebody who's fun, who actually wants to do something, who's kind of fun to be around, not this, okay? And because of his passive-aggressive attitude, which is exactly what I'm getting off of him, all I'm just going to tell you is you can do 1,000 times better. You deserve more than that.
Well, I totally agree with that.
If it was romantic enough, okay, where he was going to do something for you, where he was going to be a real person, let's use that, a real person who was putting time and effort, because he was hot and heavy when you first started, right? And then after a while, you know, or whatever, how many dates it took for him to show his true colors, okay?
Well, you know, he does a lot for me, a lot. And we were talking about, he says, I've done this for you. And I just, but it is.
He says he's done all this stuff for you?
Oh, he has. He has.
Okay.
He's done a lot, a lot.
Okay.
The list is endless.
Okay.
And so I haven't talked to him today, and he's trying to get my attention. He's and I'm not talking to him. It's not because I'm just taking some time.
Okay, but if he's done a lot for you, you know, thank you. Great that he's done a lot for you, all right? But you're not getting a deep world answer here, okay? If you guys have had some conversation that feels like, yeah, this is going to be everything, I would say yes. I really would. But I just feel like there's almost like you owe me feeling here. Is that what you want?
Oh, God. No, and I don't go that route. I wouldn't allow that. No.
Okay. Well, you know what? Regardless if he's done stuff for you or not, you know, either he did it as a friend or he did it because he was going to help you or he did it as we're somebody or something like that. But there's a communication problem here on both your ends, okay? And if you're not willing to, and I'm saying you as a general you, if you're not willing to put up with the way he acts sometimes, because I wouldn't put up with that either, okay, because it's not really worth it, you know, you can say to him, hey, you know, I'm just sending you a text message, just letting you know right now, you know, I think we need to take a break from each other to cool things off. You know, we have to set some better boundaries with each other. You know, we could meet at a Starbucks and have a conversation, but basically if you go into that conversation and be like, you suck at this and you suck at that, that's not going to get you anywhere. Rather, if you say, I think we both need to take a break from each other because we're getting too close and it's not working out the way we want it to. And I just want to wish you well, because you also do not want to end on a bad note with somebody. You just need to take the higher ground on that. How about that?
Yeah, I agree.
That makes sense to you?
Yeah.
It's not going to change if he's not willing to sit down to have a conversation. And, you know, even if it went from a friendship to something more, and now it's kind of changed on how you guys are reaching for each other. I got to tell you, I'm just not feeling good about it. How about that?
No, I get it. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
So I'm going to pull a card for you. Okay, because I'm using the Angel Tarot Kit deck, and I have number 15. This is Archangel Jophiel, ego, a false sense of entrapment, being overly focused on material things, negative and fear-based thoughts. That's actually kind of perfect today. What do you think?
Well, and you touched on something that happens when I cut it off and pull back. He's all over me.
Yep. Exactly. So the more that you pull away, the more he's suddenly interested in you. The more you get close, the more he pushes his hand out to say, stay away from me. Okay?
And
it's a yo-yo.
Yeah.
It's a yo-yo.
You can't do enough. Yeah.
So I think you need to restart this over again, or, you know, just pay attention to, I'm sorry, try again. I think you need to start dating all over again with somebody that is just less of a feeling of, it's just too manipulative. That's what it is. It feels manipulative.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I said that yesterday to him. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Then we're on the same page.
Yeah. Thank you, Michelle.
Okay. Well, stay in contact with me, all right?
I will. I've called you for a private one-on-one, too. I've had one with you.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm sorry. I have a lot, so thank you. I appreciate
it. That's all right. It's good.
Well,
it's
call me again for another private one. We'll have another one sometime soon. How about that?
Thank you.
Okay, have a good evening, hon.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm going to go on to my next caller, Wendy.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Not well. Thank you from my soul for taking my call. I did move on April 30th, and before the move, I discovered a keepsake box. I felt intense spiritual joy. It was a lock of my beloved mother's hair and a birthday card saying, love, Mom. I held it to my heart, and I thought, oh, my God, I have to protect this and take good care of it and keep it forever. So I put it in a big pink bag on the day of the move, and we did the walkthrough at the apartment. And then prior to leaving, I placed that box on the top shelf in my walk-in closet. And my sister and I left to complete the move, and it was very, very physically draining. We returned over 8 hours later. It was dark. And the first thing I did was walk into that I just wanted to check on the box, and it was gone. And the maintenance man, Robert, had thrown it away, and it horrifies me to think of that. And I was despondent, and I've been in excruciating emotional pain ever since. Jonathan, the assistant manager, is sympathetic and wants to help, but he doesn't know how. And I was even considering setting an alarm for like 6 o'clock in the morning and sitting out there in the cold in my wheelchair so that when the garbage truck arrived, I could stop them. But I slept, and will I ever get over this emotional trauma? I hope my beloved mother in heaven knows that my intention was to protect it and keep it forever, and that because I want to honor her and my beloved father too. So will I ever be happy again? Will I find something else that I can create a keepsake out of?
Okay. I'm sorry that you lost that, Wendy. I'm very sad for you that happened. Okay.
Yes.
But
yes.
Can I just say something that I think will help you a little bit? Okay. Your mom never leaves you.
What was that? My mom what?
Your mom never leaves you.
Oh, I believe that.
Okay.
Yes.
Then why do you need a piece of hair for that?
You know, it was tangible proof of love. I held the card that she had written on.
Okay.
Okay,
but here's the thing, okay? It was an accident, all right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't done intentionally. And for you to have excruciating pain over this, first of all, forgive them. I'm sure that it was done unintentionally. It wasn't done vindictively. Your mom still loves you. You still have a relationship with your mom. Okay. And for you to be sad, I'm sorry you're sad. Okay. But I just talked about this at the very beginning. You know, forgiveness is important. Okay. Something happened here. You have a lot of stuff going on. You're going through a move that was stressful. All right. Something changed for you. And, you know, I'm sure that you have some other evidence of your mom. I'm sorry that this happened. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But forgive these people. This was not done with malice. It wasn't done vindictively. And the most important thing is calling out to your mom, just saying, I got to hold it. You got to hold it. Okay. So you got to have that chance. Do I feel that you're going to get it back? I don't. I don't think you will, but that's all right. All right. Know that your mom connects with you right now. Okay. She doesn't want you to be sad. She doesn't want you to be upset about it. Okay. It's difficult because you can't take that with you now, but you can just continue having a conversation with her.
Okay. And we're living right next door to an apartment that we lived to in years ago, and I have stuff in two garages. Will I find something else that will be a keepsake that will comfort me?
Yes, you'll find something, but not right away, okay? Just, you got to take a deep breath here, okay? You really do. I know that you're going through a lot right now, Wendy, but just give us a little time, okay? You got to give us a little time.
Will I ever be happy again?
That's up to you, hon.
Okay.
What are you actually asking?
Well, I've been through such intense emotional grief about this. I'm not sure I'm going to recover.
Okay. Well, thoughts are things, Wendy. If you say you're not going to recover, you're not going to recover.
Uh-huh.
What are you talking about? You're alive.
The grief over losing that.
I'm sorry.
The card and the lock of hair.
You know what? Grief is different for every single person. Okay. I'm so sorry that happened. But you're basically saying that you're not going to be happy for the rest of your life because of this particular thing? What?
It hurt me to my soul.
I'm so sorry it did. But I think that you should also put forgiveness out there. I just was talking about that at the very beginning of this evening.
I know.
And let's start with that. Start with a little forgiveness.
Thank
okay?
you.
Because that's what you need to work on.
That Jonathan, the assistant manager, wants to do something. He's very sympathetic. He said we could even break the lease, but we're exhausted from moving, and it's so expensive. Will we choose to move to a different apartment here or a different apartment altogether? Will we stay here?
Why would you move to another apartment over this? Are you
because
kidding me?
Because it carries the memory.
Okay, Wendy, you know what? Go back to what I said, forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
Seriously.
Uh-huh.
I think you need to rethink this right now.
Okay.
I want you to go back and do a little forgiveness work here. Grief is different for every single person. I'm not saying that you can't have grief.
Uh-huh.
But seriously. You're focusing on something that I don't feel that your mom would want you focusing on. This has been a stressful time. No, wait, stop talking. Just stop. Okay? You've gone through a lot.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think that what you need to do is take a step back, rethink what you're saying. All right? Somebody's trying to do something for you. There's no reason for you to break a lease over this.
Okay. And it is true.
No more questions. Okay? I'm going to pull a card for you. Okay. Ace of Air. Brilliant new ideas and inspirations. Seeing the truth of a situation. A challenging beginning.
Mm-hmm. And you do speak the truth. My mother loves me, and she would never want me to go through this pain.
Wendy, you already know the answer to that, okay? I'm going to move on to the next caller.
I love you, Michelle. God bless you.
God bless you too, hon. Okay, we're going to go on to the next caller, Catherine from New York.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. And yourself?
Great. How can I help you tonight, Catherine?
Thank you. I was wondering, please, if you could look into a situation for me. I'm planning on doing an event. I had told Gaia I wanted to do an event at her place on June 17th. But I'm thinking of changing the date to the 16th of June or possibly pushing it off until July, mid-July perhaps. I was wondering.
July would be better than June.
Right, yeah.
July would be better than June. I just feel like you're not prepared enough for June. That doesn't feel right to me. Okay. I also feel that... make sure you give your friend or whatever plenty of notice that you're going to do this. I kind of feel like you've been dragging your feet about doing this, or you're just not fully prepared for this. Either you're having a little bit of anxiousness on it, or it's causing you a little bit of stress, but I feel like the extra month will give you a little bit more preparation and time to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely, because, yeah, I was, like, a little anxious because it wasn't feeling right to me at first to do it there. But yes, you're right. I feel 100% in what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then I looked for another place.
I feel like the place is not the problem. Okay. I feel like you're overstepping your bounds by doing it where you're going to do it at. And I feel like by her offering it to you, just make sure you're collaborating with her. Let her know what you're doing. But I feel like, you know, sit down and have a conversation with her. Then also say, I'm going to do this, this, and this. And I feel like you should have at least 3 or 4 things to do to, you know, kind of give her a heads up on on what you're planning on doing. Does that make sense?
Yes, like say I'm going to get this piece and that piece and that
And then, you know, give her kind of an email and say, hey, you know, I took care of this, this, and this, just so that she knows. I just, like I said, mm-hmm. I feel like you kind of dragged your feet on this. And so doing it in June almost makes me feel like, you know, you'd just be out of your head with this, like it would not really work for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it will work out if you get everything together. It feels like it's a little rushed to me for July even, but I feel like doing it more towards the third week of July would be better than the middle of July.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
That resonated exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, I hope that helps you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to pull a card for you. I've been trying to pull cards for everybody because they say I do it and then I forget. I have the Angel Tarot cards. So I've got three of fire.
Mm-hmm.
So this is abundance. So that's good news for you. Things look very good. Have patience at this time. Make long-term plans. So I kind of feel like that speaks to what we're talking about, is it gives you a chance to put this together for yourself and be productive about this, okay? Sit down and really put the pen to paper and make this happen for this, okay?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you
so much.
All right.
Good luck. I hope everything goes well. All right.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great evening.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Okay. I'm going to try to get a couple more in. Can I have the next person, Christine from, Puerto Rico. Damn. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank
how
you
are
for taking
you?
My call.
No problem.
I'm good.
How
are you?
Great. Thank you. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just wondering if you could pick up on anything about my health or my career.
Your health. Okay, so I got two things I have to ask you. For some reason, this is weird, but... I want to go with your breasts, and then I also want to go with your stomach.
Okay, I've been having a rash under my breasts lately, which is kind of weird.
Okay, cool.
And yes, my stomach is the problem, the main problem.
So do you have like food issues?
I believe so. I haven't gotten tested for allergies or anything, but so I don't know if I have any particular allergies, but it's a digestive, something wrong with my digestive system.
Okay. So what I keep getting is you have almost like an IBS situation.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I kind of feel like this really throws you off kilter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you almost need to start over. Meaning like start out with like just chicken broth and eating like bananas and eating and see how your system handles that. You're eating, like you need to at least make sure to pay attention to gluten. For some reason, gluten seems to be not a good thing for you. Got it? If you're drinking milk, I feel like you should probably have lactate-free milk, okay, go with almond milk. I'm not a big coconut milk person only because there's not a lot of protein in it at all, and you need to have some type of protein in your system. Okay. Look for tart cherry juice because that might actually be okay for your system. Look at drinking like peppermint tea, ginger tea, things like that, which can be very calming to the system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have achy legs?
Not really, but I did notice something with one of my knees was hurting a little bit recently.
Okay. So what I feel is what's happening is you're having some food sensitivities, okay? That's the reason I feel like under the breast is being affected by that, okay? Because something is going into your system. And I'm not really feeling that it's like clothing-wise, like you're allergic to any of the clothing things, but you are allergic to something in your system. And I would really schedule an allergy test. Okay, get that taken care of. I would also schedule time with a nutritionist or a dietitian because if you are, you know, having some food sensitivities, you want to have things that are going to go into your system. The things that you really want to pay attention to is, like I said, the having ginger or that peppermint tea. Peppermint tea can be very soothing to your system, okay? Mm-hmm. And so can the ginger. So I would look at both of those things that might be really beneficial for you. And then kind of starting over, like having an apple. Apple's got good fiber in it. It's got sugar in it, but it's got, you know, something good in there. Looking more for vegetables and fruits at this time and really paying attention to minimizing gluten products or at least having gluten-free products for your system because something is not working. Something's not working for you.
Right.
I'm sure about that.
Right.
Okay. And if
that
you
makes
need
sense.
To call, you know, you can always call me. I mean, I do have a nutrition coach certification. You know, I do a lot of stuff. So if you ever want to just schedule a call with me, I can always talk to you about this stuff. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Thank you
so
very
I
much.
I hope that helps you very much. Okay? Good luck. All right?
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
I appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you. You too. Okay. I've got one more. I'm going to do Dion from Wisconsin.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you?
Okay, so do you know, like, when you give your 2 weeks notice at a job and you're just like, I don't really care and I just can't wait to get out of here, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
That's my energy right now. I am, like, ready to run out of my apartment here and relocate. I found an apartment today in it's got a great location. It's a studio, so it's a little smaller than what I have now, which is fine, but I like the location of it. How does that feel like for me just starting over in a new like area in a new place? Is the building that I picked, is this the right spot?
No. I'm not getting the studio. I feel like you need a bigger place, first of all. And I feel like obviously you want to get out of where you're at, but I kind of feel like throw your net a little further.
Okay.
Or at least look at something that's not the studio's not going to work for you. I'm just telling you that right now.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you can find something else. I added that you want to get out, and I totally get all that, but I kind of feel like please look into something else, okay? Because just give yourself a little bit more space to look at, all right? You will find something.
Because you didn't even like the location. You were like, nope.
Nope, not at all. Mm-mm.
Okay.
Thank you. All right,
okay,
good
you.
Luck. Let me know how it goes,
thank
all right?
I will.
All right, goodbye. All right, guys,
bye.
Thank you so much for being on tonight, and I will see you guys next time around. Thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you guys next month. Thanks for all calling in. Take care.